Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Sister Debbie with Royal Daughters. Well, we have a very interesting topic on this evening. How is your love life, everybody? I want to ask you a question. How is your love life? When I say love life, what conjures up? What do you think about? What comes to mind? Well, we're going to look at love life in a quite different way on today. Matthew 7:33, but a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife. 34, his interests are divided. An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affair. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world and how she can please her husband. It's really interesting because even before we get married to a man or to a woman, woman to man and man to woman, we first are married to the Lord. And so that's really important because the Bible says, for your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth. And so it's really important for us to understand that God pursues us first. He always had. You know, the Bible lets us know that, I believe it's in Ephesians 1:4. Well, the Lord lets us know that. If I can go ahead and pull that scripture up real quick. All right, let's go ahead and pull that real quick. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Ephesians 1:4. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up another way. So if you could just bear with me. So basically what we're focusing on is the fact that, listen, God is love, God is light, and he is in hot pursuit of you. God is pursuing you. God wants a relationship with you. God is drawing you to himself. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We lift you up. God, we honor you, God. Holy Spirit, have your full way. Say exactly what you want to say. You are in love with your people. You're calling us to you. It's a love affair of your spirit, Father. So, God, we yield to you, Father, and give you glory. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says, when he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. And so this is really all about this God that loves you, this God that wants a relationship with you, this God that wants to fellowship with you, this God, according to John 15:15, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Praise the Lord God. And so we just thank you for all of our wonderful listeners. And so as we're focusing now on the love of the Father, we're focusing on so much on how God loves us and he takes us into his bosom. Amen. And how he wants us to put him first. Praise the Lord. And so I was so reminded of this because, you know what, it was a very negative situation that went on in my life. I lost a dear friend. And wow, you know how when we lose someone, sometimes we think, oh my God, can I ever get through this? I still feel this pain. I'm grieving. I'm going through this process. But the real awesome thing about it was I decided it was a night that our church had prayer, a night of prayer for our church. You know, you get on the prayer line and you call a conference call. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to get on the conference call and I'm going to empower other people who are going through emotional pain and I'm going to build them up. And so that was my mindset. Even though I was in pain, okay, so listen, just because you are feeling pain doesn't mean that you should not obey God. No, obey God, right, pursue God, because what this shows is that you are in love with the lover of your soul. What this shows is that you take your vows seriously. And what this shows is that you're being as faithful to God, even if he's more faithful to us, but you're showing your faithfulness to the lover of your soul. We're going to talk about the vows, the marriage vows of holy matrimony, because we need to first marry the Lord before anyone else. We need to have our mindset stayed on him. And so, you know what? That's what I did. I called the prayer wall, the prayer line, and I began to just speak over people. Lord, heal us of our emotional pains or our hurt, Lord God. And I thank them for their stance to stand on the scripture, Proverbs 18:14. I believe that's the scripture I mentioned about a man is made strong. I'm paraphrasing now, so I don't have it in front of me. I'm not in front of any word at all. I'm just letting the Lord do this, have his way. And so a man's spirit is what helps him to be strong. Okay, basically, that's what the scripture is saying in Matthew 18:14, that we're made strong by the word, because we have a strong spirit. We're able to endure sickness. We're able to endure pain. We're able to endure hurt. But then the other part of that, the B clause of that, is that if our spirit is weak, you know, if it's broken or crushed, we can't even bear anything, right? And so God doesn't want us to have a crushed spirit. He doesn't want us, oh, God, I forgot. God doesn't want us to have a broken spirit. And so God begins to pursue us. God lays the foundation. From the foundations of the world, he created you. From the foundations of the world, he loved you. Even before any hurt even came, ooh, I feel God, came into existence, even before you even knew her. No matter what happened to you, you're a child. I'm not evading this, and this you're saying that's not important. What I'm saying is that at the foundation of that is God's love for you. God was already there, even before the enemy came and tried to bring all his assaults and his attacks and his abuses, and I bind the devil and I cast him out. I speak freedom into your life and what God has for you. God is your victor. God is the true husbandman. God is the Lord. My God, Holy Spirit, say what you want to say. And so as I begin to minister on the prayer line, you know what, I think even before that, I have these rings. I'm a single woman, and so I grab my marriage ring for the Lord. I was like, I'm putting my rings on. Look, I'm married to Jesus, and you know what, this shows my faithfulness to the Lord. No matter what kind of hurt I'm going through, no matter what kind of pain I'm going through, I'm showing my faithfulness to God. Because as we go through the marriage vow, we're talking about sickness or in health, till death do us part. Listen, we know till lifeless brings us together in Christ. Amen. But to understand that in that marriage vow, all the different seven parts of that marriage vow, these are things that we can go through with the Lord. The Lord first makes the marriage vow to us. The husband is the very first one who makes the vow to us. He makes the commitment to us. Jesus made a blood commitment to us. It is thicker than anything, more solid than anything. It's unmoved, unchanging. He gave us the seal of the Holy Spirit, my God, by his power, by his might. And so the devil's defeated. So I want you to let you know that no matter what comes against you, listen, even if it was your fault, if it was your fault in the relationship, go back and apologize to the person. If it was the person's fault, and guess what? They can apologize to you. And guess what? They won't apologize to you. You know, you did your part. But the most important thing is that Jesus loved you. He said while you were yet a sinner, that Christ died for you. This is the God that lays at your foundation. My God, this is the God that loves you with an everlasting love. This is the God that's for you and not against you. This is the God that says, what can separate you from my love? This is the God that says, I'm for you and not against you. This is the God that lays at the foundation of who you are. So we want to marry Christ first. We want to marry the Lord first. This is a call from the bridegroom to the bride, where he's embracing us, where he has a love call going out to us. He's saying, lay me at the foundation of your life. Have me there. I need to be there. So when trouble comes, when hardship comes, when hard times comes, you don't have your expectations in man, but your expectations is of me. My God, the Lord wants us to depend on him. That's why it's so important that when God is calling us into a relationship with him, listen, we need to come into a real relationship with the Lord. That means, listen, when you're already, even before you even start going through really hard times, already start getting that real solid understanding of how much he loves you, pouring in the scriptures, spending that time in prayer, having that connection with him, asking for the Holy Spirit to impart you with wisdom and knowledge. And oh my Lord, the Lord just consume you with his love and overpower you with his love. So then when those hard times come, you can always bounce back and say, my Lord, God loves me. God is for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? And then when those hard times come, you say, God, I have on my marriage ring. Rings, Father, I am married to you. I love you. I'm showing my faithfulness to you. Don't you know the Lord loves that? Don't you know that's what the Lord wants to see is your faithfulness? Our faithfulness and our commitment to the Lord. Not only is he married to us, we are married to him. The Bible tells us that a single is concerned about the things of the Lord, how she may please him. Amen. God wants us to be concerned about the things of God. God wants us to be focused on him. God wants to be the center of our attraction. He wants to be the main event. He wants to be the center of our devotion. He wants us, that's why he says, have no other God before me. We need to have this kind of love affair with God, where God is showing and revealing himself to us like he revealed himself to Moses. Oh, oh, face to face my Lord God. And God wants us to come before him and say, God, I love you above all else, above all hurt, above all pain and sickness and in death. Till, oh, my Lord, I love you. And the Lord gives you that kind of empowerment. But it's so important for us to pour in how much God loves us, how God, oh, shakarasu, paid the price for us, laid down his life, came down to this terrible world. But he went through all of that because he wanted you to know how much he loves you, how much he wanted to give his life for you, how he wanted to pay the price for you, how the Father wanted you to reach you. He wanted to be with you. He didn't want to be separated from you. He said in Romans 8, what can separate you from the love of God? And as you go and read that text on your own, because I don't have it before me, God is saying nothing can separate you from his love. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, even if I paraphrase, not hurt, not pain, not loss, not abuse, nothing. And of course, if somebody's been abusive to you, by all means, you definitely need to separate from that situation of abuse, my God, and pray for that person. Listen, if it's a serious a marriage situation, you bring that situation before the Lord. You go to a marriage counselor. You ask the Holy Spirit what he wants you to do and how to handle that, because, my God, the Bible says a marriage bed is undefiled. We want to do everything holy as the Holy Ghost leads us, my God. And you and the Lord will hear. You will hear God on how he wants to orchestrate and lead you by the Spirit. But it's so important that we marry Jesus first. God wants us committed to him first. And God doesn't want anybody beating on you. God doesn't want anybody hurting you. God doesn't want anybody lying to you. And that's why it's so important that we first establish a relationship, a love relationship with the Lord Jesus, so we can understand, according to 1 Corinthians 13, how God loves, and love is patient, love is kind. It is that does not envy. It is not jealous. It's not rude. And we learn what true love is. It states it in 1 Corinthians 13. And so God wants us to abide in that love. God wants us to keep ourselves in the love of God. And so I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying that God would heal you where you've been abused, or where there's some abuse going on, that God would deliver you and direct you and show you and help you. Oh, and to know what to do in every situation, because he loves you. Love covers, amen. Love protects, amen. And so I'm going to be praying for you, and for those that are seeking marriage, I'm going to be praying for you as well. But it's so important, come on, singles, that we put him first, that we say yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord, to you. I'm married to you, God. That we get so dedicated to the Lord. We say, Lord, if I never marry a human husband, God, I'm married to you in the spirit. God, I'm married to you, God, my soul. God, you're the lover of my soul. And I say yes to you. I say completely yes to you. I am yours. And so, my God, I'm going to end with the story of the Shulamite. And so we had King Solomon. Here we have this king who left his castle. He was looking for a wife. He was looking for a bride. And so the Jerusalem maidens, he didn't want to marry any of those. Oh, gosh, they may have been super beautiful and had it all going on, because let me tell you, God doesn't choose us by our beauty, by our brains, by how rich we are. No, he doesn't look at any of that, my God. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he came all the way down from heaven bound to you to get to you. He said he wanted to marry you. That bridegroom wanted to marry you, and he wanted to make you his bride. To as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become children of God. And so he came for you, and just like he came for the Shulamite, when she tried to explain, she was letting him know, I'm dark but lovely. And God was saying, but oh, you are so beautiful. And God is saying that to us today, that you are so beautiful, you are lovely to me. And what happens is she fell so in love with the one who was a lover of herself, the one who didn't look at her outer appearance, the one who didn't say, oh, you know, oh wow, you have to have this and you have to have that. No, it was all based on his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so here, this God was standing up for you. This is Jesus standing up for you. Even as I perceive the Lord standing up for you, the Lord who wants to marry you, the Lord who says, will you take my hand? The Lord is saying, will you marry me? God is asking you, come on, to marry him. He's the bridegroom. And so, my God, it's an individual call. It is an individual quest. What God is saying to you, my God, will you receive me? Will you accept me? Will you open up your heart? Will you love me the way I love you? Accept my love. It's not based on you. It's based on my love. It's because of Jesus Christ. It's because of God that we're in Jesus. Oh, that he come for us, righteousness and holiness. holiness and redemption. Jesus did all this by his blood. My God, he gave us a blood covenant. My God, and he made us new creations in him. We didn't choose him, but he chose us, and we give God glory. We give God praise. My question is, how is your love life? Let's go ahead and let's pray a salvation prayer. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, pray through me, God. God, I feel like he's earnestly calling you. He's calling you hard, very hard. He's saying, oh, my God, in Romans 10 and 9, my Lord, the Lord is crying. It's like he really has a strong call. He's saying, for God so, kurasha, yes, for God so loved the world. But in Romans, let me finish that verse. For God so loved you, put your name there, that he gave his only begotten son. This is John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And now Romans 10 and 9, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Tell the devil to get out your life. You're no longer married to him. You're no longer married to the enemy. Listen, and Jesus says he's married to the backslider. Listen, if you need to come home, come home. Now the one who loves you, who's a lover of your soul, who starts this whole love affair, love relationship off according to 1 John 4, which says, not because we loved him, but he loved us, my God, and we love him because he loves us. That's in 1 John 4. My God, he's a lover of our souls. Let's open up our hearts now, fresh and anew, and say, Lord God, we receive you. Lord, we love you, God. Remove all the hurt and the pain and the abuse, Father, all the things we've gone through in our past, Father, all the things we've been presently experienced, Lord God. We ask for divine healing, but we say yes to you. We say yes to you like you said yes to us, Father, just like you're faithful to us, God. We're faithful to you, God, in sickness and in health, Father, in bad days and in good days, Father, God. We don't understand, and when we do understand, we will trust you. We will look to you, Father. We will trust in the lover of our soul. We say yes to marrying you. We say yes to you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father. And I just thank you, Lord God. You will direct every person who's seeking you, God, concerning marriage, that you will meet their deepest need, but they will know that it starts off with you first. Love comes from you. You establish marriage. It is a holy, holy matrimony. God is a Christian institution. It's a God-ordained institution that you put together. You said whatever God's put together, let no man put asunder. It's by your spirit and not other. We give you praise. We give you glory. And so God is calling you to him. He wants a love affair with you. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you as we extend our hand to you, as you put your ring on our finger, God, and we say yes to you, Lord. Oh, we say yes to you, even afresh and anew, for those who need to come to the Lord for the first time. Amen. Allow the Lord to put his ring on your finger. Hallelujah. Those who are returning to the Lord, allow the Lord, rededicate yourself. Say, Lord, I'm coming to you afresh and anew, God. Those who need healing, oh, God, we thank you for healing me, God. I say yes to you in sorrow. I say yes to you when I'm happy. I say yes to you. I'm going to be a faithful bride. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, you will help us to be faithful, oh, God, to be loyal, to be devoted, oh, God, to you in Jesus' name. And we give God glory, and we give God praise in Jesus' name. How is your love life?